The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Morning, everybody. Hope you're well. It's Dan Latto speaking. So we are in sunny Spain. It's a nice sunny day. Let me just show you the what it looks like on the other side. It's a nice sunny day. It's 8:55 a.m. So it's looking nice actually today. It should be a nice warm day, hopefully. So one thing that I just want to mess with just before we go and talk about my fasting is there should be a way for me to just flip the image, which I want to do, because when I write on the back on the whiteboard, it should allow me to flip the image, but it's like I can't see where to do it. It should be in the little wand. If you've ever gone live, it should be in the little wand. But it doesn't look like it's going to let me do it. Get rid of that. I can do different things, but I can't. That's very good, yep. let's have a look. Is it that one? No, it's not that one. It's not that one. It's not that one. It's definitely not that one. Okay. No. Oh, it's not that one. Just try that one. No, it's not that one. Anyway, I can't do it. I don't know why I can't do it, but I can't do it. Anyway, okay. Back to the drawing board on that one. Anyway, let's talk about fasting, because I just won't use the whiteboard. That's all. I'll just talk about it. Fasting. Okay, so over the last 8 weeks or so, I've been wanting to lose some weight anyway, because I'm like a piece of string with a knot in it. So, you know, imagine a piece of string, or it might be a double knot. So I've got no fat anywhere apart from, like most men actually, around the waistline area. We're like apples, and when we get stressed, that's the cortisol. That's the hormone that gets secreted when we get highly stressed. And so I've been highly stressed due to family court and getting access to the kids. And those that know me, you'll understand about all that. But that's been quite stressful. So what we've managed to do is get rid of that to some extent. It's still there, but we've got rid of it. But then also, we're not having to focus on that, so mentally we can focus on something else, create space. So whatever it is that you're going through in life, see, this is why we want to tie fast. You know, what's fasting got to do with wealth? Well, health is wealth, right, to some extent. But also, some of the mindset stuff that's going on here is really important for you to understand. What you're going through is also relevant to what I was going through with my kids' stuff, for example. Is it takes up all your time, all your space in your head. It's all taken up for all this stressful stuff. And then you're firing off cortisol, then you're putting on weight, and you're eating crap because you don't feel good, and you're using emotion to control your eating. Now, I am actually in fasting mode right now. I ate at 9 o'clock last night. I think it was 8 o'clock actually last night. I set my little timer, which I've got, which is an app. So it just times how long I've not eaten for, effectively. I am on the coffee, but that's allowed. It's just black coffee. There's no milk in it at all. And there's definitely no sweetener or anything like that. But when you're going through stuff, it takes up a lot of mind space, doesn't it? And so it's very difficult to then focus on doing something else, like making a lot of money. You know, if you're going through a separation, for example, that takes up a lot of mind space. So if you're then trying to make a lot of money, that's actually quite difficult to do, because you've got all this stuff going on, and then all the solicitor's bills, I suppose, and then all this mental anguish. It makes it very difficult. And one of the things I've learned about life is that life should be about balancing. Okay, it's just balancing. That's all life is about. So if you're, really healthy and you go out running all the time, there's a good chance that your income might not be as good. Okay, because you're just focused on your running, right? If you're in a great relationship, then your finances might not be as good because you just focus on the finance on the relationship. If conversely, if your finances are really good, it could be that your relationships aren't as good because you're spending too much time at work. So it's this life of balancing, or a better way of I put it. Do you remember? remember Saturday night in the Generation Game with Bruce Forsyth, and we'd have plates spinning? Do you remember that? You'd have a long pole, and then you put a plate on top, and you'd have to spin the plate. Well, that's what life is about. And so you've got a plate spinner for income, you've got one for relationships, you've got one for your health, you've got one for your spirituality. As Chris Howard called me last week, I'm the most spiritual atheist he's ever met, which I thought was quite funny. So we've got all these different plates that we need to spin. And when we focus too much on one plate, because that's going really good for us, one of the other plates slows down and then it falls off, and that's when things go wrong. And then when that falls off, okay, do you think that then affects all the other plates? Maybe not on the plate spinning, but in real life it actually does, right? So it's about balancing. So what can you do to get a balance between your money and your relationships and your spirituality and your finances and your health and your waistline and all that other stuff? Your relationship with your partner, your relationship with your kids, your relationship with your parents and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So, you know, that's the difficulty that we face. Now, diet-wise, I've tried all sorts of different diets. I've gone on just protein and cut out all the carbs, like all the carbs. And it just was, I mean, I lost weight on it, but it wasn't sustainable for me at all. And so the fasting protocol that I'm on right now is sustainable. So let me tell you what I do. So for 16 hours a day, I don't eat. So we ate at 8 o'clock last night. It's 9 o'clock now, Spanish time. So that's what, 11 hours? No, 13 hours, I can't count. So that's 13 hours so far. Okay, so that's fine. That'll take me to, let's say, 9 o'clock tonight, so that's another 12 hours, that's 25 hours. Now, the question is, can I wake up and not eat breakfast? And the answer is yes. All these people go, oh, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, are bald-faced liars. Either you don't know what you're talking about, or you've never experienced not eating breakfast and experienced the weight loss. For people in the fasting groups that I'm in, that all they do is they fast for 18 hours a day, and they eat within a six-hour window, and the weight's dropping off. Like, they might have more weight to lose than me, okay? But the weight is still dropping off. So I've dropped 2.5 kilos in the last, well, 7 weeks it should be. For the last week, though, my diet's been all over the place, and I've let it go a little bit. So I've not actually lost any more than I'd lost from last week. But that's okay. It's like there's no pressure. Am I heading in the right direction? Yes. The door just closed. Am I heading in the right direction? Absolutely. Is the weight dropping off? Absolutely. Is the waistline getting smaller? Absolutely. I was able to wear a shirt yesterday that before would be pushing against the material, and now it's not. Massive, massive difference. And also yesterday, I went through all my shirts in the wardrobe, and I went, yep. And I took out all the large shirts, and I threw them away because, we'll give them to a local charity thing. But we don't need them anymore because we're on this weight loss journey. So this is like intermittent fasting, okay? So there's two types. There's intermittent fasting and then there's extended fasting. Intermittent fasting works really, really well. I literally intermittent fast every single day. I wake up, I don't eat breakfast. Coffee is my breakfast. For some people, coffee is their breakfast, lunch and dinner, isn't it? But I took a cup of coffee for breakfast. I drink 3 litres of water throughout the day. I start eating at 1 o'clock. I finished eating at 9 o'clock, and just to clarify, that's not continuously eating from 1 till 9. That's really not how it works. Otherwise, you'd be putting on weight because you're eating so many calories. And really, intermittent fasting is just about calorie restriction. That's really what it's about. It gives your body a chance to recover. It's not having to continuously process food and meat and all that other stuff that's in your tummy. You know, when you're walking around, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's quite high. It's like 60-70% of your energy is spent on just digesting food. Now, there's a side effect to that, by the way, which is a bit of lack of sleep. And when you're fasting, when you're doing extended fasting, your sleep patterns are interrupted because you wake up at 4 o'clock full of energy. And you have to force yourself to go back to sleep because you don't want to be tired during the day. So that's one of the side effects that I've discovered. But maybe that's just me, who knows, right? Maybe I normally sleep soundly, but maybe that's just one of the things. We've got a 3-year-old and she's up in the night sometimes, and maybe that's why I wake up, who knows, right? So that's intermittent fasting, but when I do eat, I don't go crazy on pizza and donuts, donuts and coke and jam and all that bad stuff. That's not what I do. So when I do eat, this is what I eat. I'll eat chicken, I'll eat salad, I've got some it's like cabbage in like a beetroot sauce. I don't know what you call that. It's like shredded cabbage, and it's just in this red sauce, and it looks like beetroot, but it's not, it's cabbage. So I put that on it, because I can't cook with food that's too dry. I have beetroot. Beetroot is your friend, and pickle juice, apparently. It's totally fine as well. But that just wettens the salad a little bit, because I can't cope with dry food. And it avoids me having salad cream on everything, which is what I used to do, and coleslaw as well. But sometimes I'll eat the coleslaw as a little treat. That's fine. Anyway, that's lunch. Or I'll have pork, what do we call them? Pork, not pork pies. Pork pies are really bad for you. Just pork chops. Thank you. Pork chops. I'll have pork chops, and I'll have mushy peas. And mushy peas, they're not brilliant, but they're not bad. And I stick mint sauce on it. Awesome. Great lunch. But I just have a combination of different things like that, okay? I'm not really eating rice, and I'm not really eating potatoes. No chips, nothing like that. But what I do is I eat quinoa. You know when you're on a diet, when you're pouring out the quinoa to see how many calories it is? And talking about calories, there's a really good app that you should download called MyFitnessPal. Let me just grab a drink. So MyFitnessPal, what you do is when you're about to eat, you just scan the barcode on the food, and it'll tell you how bad it is for you, or how good it is, and how many calories, and how much fat, and how much carbohydrates, how much protein. That's really cool. So when I first started doing this for the first 3 or 4 weeks, I'd be scanning everything. It looks weird, because you're walking around a supermarket scanning, scanning different curries to see which one is the healthier curry. And yeah, we've had the Weight Watchers curry, and it's like, it's okay, it's curry, I suppose. But we don't have to do that, because we're intermittent fasting, we don't have to be as tight as that. We can actually enjoy the foods that we're eating. And one of the things talking about enjoyment of foods is, because we're not eating breakfast, and we're not eating till 1 o'clock, when we get to 1 o'clock, we're really hungry, and we're really appreciating the food. Whereas before, it was a bit of a, it was kind of getting in the way. And I talk about food getting in the way as well, actually, in a short period of time. So the intermittent fasting is working really well. So I'll have dinner, and then after that, I'll have like a protein bar, like a pudding. It's a protein bar. So sometimes that comes in about 3 o'clock, 3:30. And then little one comes home from school. We'll eat. We're living in Spain, so we eat later. We'll eat about 8 o'clock, ideally. And that takes me up to the 9 o'clock. And we'll just have something healthy. It's chicken, salad. It's just pork chops and mushy peas, and combination thereof. Or sometimes we'll have curry in a sauce, you know, like a jar. And I use quinoa. The wife uses rice, and that's fine. Quinoa is really a good alternative to rice, not as full of carbs and so on. And so that's fine. I don't like stress about the fact that I'm eating a curry from a sauce. It's just no big deal, because I'm getting the results, you see. That's the key, is to keep that step moving forward and keep the progression going. All right, so I finish eating at 9 o'clock. I've drunk 3 litres of water throughout the day, and I then go to bed like 11, 12, depending what it is. And then we've got the NBA playoffs on right now, so I usually watch last night's basketball game. And then I wake up next day, I don't eat till 1 o'clock, we just keep repeating the process. Do I feel really hungry sometimes at 1 o'clock? I do. I feel really hungry sometimes, but not all the time. So when you're feeling hungry, by the way, these are just signals from your tummy to your brain to say, oh, you've not eaten for a while. You are not dying, right? Just clarify, when you get hungry, you go, oh, I'm starving, I could eat a horse. You are not dying. You will not die from not eating, okay? I've gone for 2 whole days, 48 hours, with not eating, and you will not die. And I know other people, I was on a training course last week, and the guy went for 5 days without eating. Well, he's still alive as well. You will not die from fasting, okay? Only after 3 months, probably. But even then, there's someone in the group, they've gone for 100 days, which is more than 3 months, right? And they use bone broth, and you have to replace electrolytes and that kind of thing. So you're not going to die, you're just hungry. And it's your stomach just telling you that you're hungry, but you're not really hungry. So your stomach will play tricks on you. It makes you think that you're dying, and you're totally not, you're totally fine, you're just hungry. And so what happens is you ignore those feelings, okay? And after maybe 20, 30 minutes, guess what? They disappear. And actually, after that, you go through a period of feeling pretty good. You're not hungry. You're not thinking about food. I mean, it pops in your mind, but then it's fine. And if you know that you're not going to eat that day, and you're going to eat the following day, then that's great. And this is actually one of the advantages. This is called an extended fast. So an extended fast is anything more than 24 hours, really, I would say. 24 to 30 hours if you're not eating. Mine's normally about 37, 38 hours, but I have gone for 48 hours. I've done some 42-hour ones as well. So what happens is, last night was Sunday night. Today's Monday. I'm not going to eat today. I might have dinner, but I'm going to try and keep going till tomorrow because I've been a bit naughty on my food last week and I just want to kickstart it back up. And this is one thing that's really, really important, is that when you're not eating, you realise just how much of a control food has got over what you do, over your thought patterns. Like think about this. Like, today, I don't have to eat. I don't have to cook. I don't have to eat it. I don't have to wash up. I don't have to go shopping for it, right? So if you're going through a really busy time, actually not eating that day saves an extra hour or two. Like, sometimes your mind might pop over to it, and when it does, you just drink water. I've got a big water, I should have brought it out, but we've got a big water thing, 750ml, we just drink that, and it works really, really well for us. And when we get hungry, we just glug on that. Now, don't get the one with a small hole. You want the one with a big hole so you can literally just glug it down. Otherwise, it feels like you're drinking lots, but you're actually not if it's one of those little holes like sports bottles. Okay, so where are we up to? So, extended fasting then. You kind of feel hungry, but you're not really hungry. It's just the brain trying to, the stomach trying to confuse you. You're not going to die. And not eating is really, really benefit. Let's talk about some of the health benefits of extended fasting then. Now, I'm no scientist, I'm no dietitian, so please get medical help, blah, 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 from doctors and so on. Or, even better, go join a fasting group. Because if your doctor doesn't know what he's talking about, he's going to tell you that fasting is bad for you. Now, you get two types of doctors. You get those who go, oh, breakfast, most important meal of the day. A bit more old school, okay? Oh, got to be doing breakfast. And they're talking crap. They don't know what they're talking about. Fine, the doctors, but they don't know everything, right? Then you get the second type of doctor who goes, yes, I fast too. For someone in the group, and they went to see their doctor, they have some health concerns, they started fasting, and the health concerns have disappeared, right? And then they spoke to the doctor and said, oh, we started fasting. And the doctor said, oh, I do that. They intermittent fast until 1, and then eat till 9, and then the following day they don't eat at all, and then they intermittent fast again, right? So that's the protocol that I'm moving towards, where we're going to eat for maybe half of a week. So, you know, like Monday we're not going to eat, Tuesday we'll eat between 1 and 9, Wednesday we're not going to eat, Thursday we'll eat between 1 and 9, and then Friday we're not going to eat, and then we're into the weekend, and then we'll eat again over weekend because it's family time, and you won't have a meal with a family and that kind of thing as well. So it depends on who your doctor is. But if you go join one of the fasting groups, there's loads of people in there that will give you a ton of advice, and I highly, highly recommend it. So the medical benefits, first of all, you get a lot of clarity. I've had a lot more clarity since I've been fasting. Mentally sharper, mentally more, what's the word, optimistic about stuff just in general. I mean, I'm quite an optimistic person anyway. A dreamer, as my school teacher would tell me. Thank you very much, Mr. School Teacher, who's probably grateful today's a bank holiday Monday and he's not working in school anymore, 30 years from telling me his worldly wisdom. So I'm definitely a lot clearer about stuff. The weight is dropping off, so that's really cool. I feel differently, I feel lighter, I look differently. And actually quite a few people have commented, my parents have commented, my wife's sister's commented, and her husband, my wife has commented, I've commented. You know when you're walking past the mirror and you go, yeah. And you like, you catch yourself, you're like, whoa, is that me? And it's really cool, right? So the clothes are looking better. We had some photographs done. The shoulders are bigger because we're also, as well as fasting, we're also working out. So let me just talk about that. So my workout, I've been a bit lack on this in the last week or so. And after this video, that's exactly where we're going next, into the basement to go do our 20-minute running. And then we do pull-ups and what do we do? Pull-ups, dips. We've got a punch bag as well. Punch bag is brilliant. So the shoulder's got an inch bigger in the first couple of weeks. I've not used a punch bag as much in the last couple of weeks, actually. But the first couple of weeks, these got bigger. And when these get bigger, your T-shirts just hang so much better. It works really well. So can you fast and work out? Yes, is the answer. You totally can. I'll be working out this morning, fasted, because I didn't eat since 8 o'clock last night. And actually, when you're working out fasted, you're in a state of ketosis, and you're actually burning your fat, not the food, right? This is one of the reasons why you're losing the weight, is because you're burning the fat that's on your body, not the fat that's in your tummy, right? So, obviously not overly scientific, that. But something else that happens I want to talk to you about, which is a wonderful experience, and it's called the whoosh. Now, the whoosh, this is what happens. When you, I can actually draw this, because it doesn't matter if it's back to front or not on the camera. So, let me just see, because it's... There you go. Okay, that's better. So, a fat cell looks like this, okay? Now, to begin with, it's full of fat, okay? So, it's full of fat. Brilliant. Now, when you start losing weight, this fat disappears. Not all of it, but it starts to disappear, okay? And as it's disappearing, it gets replaced with water. This is why we drink like 3 litres of water every single day. And because it's been replaced with water, the fat keeps burning because you're working out during being in ketosis. You're burning off all this fat. Now, what happens here is that this fat cell is now full of water. And this is called the whoosh. At some point, this fat cell will go, hang on a minute. Because it's waiting, by the way. It fills it with water. Because when we were like cavemen and women, okay, we fasted an awful lot. It was part of our natural lifestyle because we didn't know where the next bit of food was coming from. So the fat cell was basically, I was going to use the word designed, but that suggested a design, and I don't want to go down that path. But it was designed to hold on for water, and then when fat comes back in when we eat, it can store fat. So the next time it happens, we don't starve, right? So that's how it works in nature, okay? But because we don't have that, you know, we can go to the shops, we don't have to worry about food. But because now it's waiting for more fat, and we're choosing not to eat, okay, we're just drinking water, it gets filled up with water, and eventually it pops, okay, and the water, it comes out, the water just disappears, and your fat cell starts, it looks like that. Now, I don't think these actually ever disappear, they're always there, which is why you can put weight back on easily. I'm sure some food scientists will tell me. What happens to the water? That's the question. Well, I'll tell you, the water comes out, it comes out when you go to the loo. And what will happen, that's called the whoosh, what will happen is it all happens all at the same time. And in training at Billionaire Bootcamp that I was in at the start of April, I was sat there and I was like, oh, I need to go. So I went to the loo, sat back down, 5 minutes later, I need to go again. Went to the loo, sat back down, 5 minutes later, I went to the loo like 3 times in 15 minutes. That's the whoosh, that's all this water, that means the fat cells popped, right? All this water's coming out. That's really why you want to be working out whilst you're in ketosis. Now, we've actually got videos on the YouTube channel, by the way, if you want to go and have a look at that, about what my workout looks like. And so there's running, there's skipping, and there's boxing bag. That's the baseline. They're the 3 things I do every time. And then I do some weight training type stuff, which is pulls or pushes. That's how I used to separate. So a push is like a push-up, or it's a bench press. A pull is like a pull-up, or a lat pull-down, or a curl is a pull. So I would separate them like that. Now, I normally just separate them into different areas of the body. So we've got shoulders, we've got chest, we've got back, biceps, triceps. You know, so we do tricep dips, for example, like where you sat on a bench and you just, like your legs are in front of you and you're just pushing up and down. We do dips as well. So we do all that stuff, and that's made some big differences on the body as well. So although we've lost 2.5 kilos in weight, that's all fat, but we've put muscle on. So actually, we've probably lost maybe, I'd say about 4 kilos in weight, which is 8 pounds in 7 weeks, which is really good. So extended fasting is really cool because it just means you're not going to eat. It saves a lot of time, saves an awful lot of money, by the way, not eating. But you've got to be drinking, and if you are going to go over like 40 hours, you also need to be replacing electrolytes. Because every time you drink and you go to the loo, you're getting rid of some of this goodness that you need in you, and the electrolytes are really important, and you can start to feel nauseous and dizzy and that kind of thing as well. So it's really, really important that you keep refilling that up, topping yourself up with electrolytes. But that's extended fasting, and you can go for like days and days and days, but make sure you're in a group, go speak to your doctor first and that kind of thing. But really, my fasting protocol is awesome for me because it totally fits into my lifestyle. I know that on the morning I'm not going to eat, and that's fine. I'll just start eating at 1, and I look forward to that. I put the chicken in the oven, I take the dog for a walk, I've got it all timed, all systemised. But if I'm not eating, I'm just going to go to the next day. That's brilliant. I can just crack on and do as much work as I want. So the difficulty comes when you're bored. Boredom and food is like a deadly combination. And I've got grapes in the fridge and I've got bananas for the snacks. I've got protein bars as well. So I do eat those if I'm eating between 1 and 9, but I only eat between those windows and the weight's just dropping off. So that's it in a nutshell. That's the intermittent fasting. That's the extended fasting. That's the workout that I'm doing. And I was working out every day, but I'm out of routine. Life, you know, like we talked about, life is a game of balances. It's not just a game of balances. Life is about creating routines. And the better the routine that you can have, this is why I found it difficult, because I was flying to England every 2 weeks and I'm not doing that now. So I'm in a routine, a solid routine of working out. So I know tomorrow I'm going to go work out. The next day I'm going to go work out. The next day I'm going to go work out. It's really cool because I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know where I'm supposed to be, and I know what the activities are that I'm supposed to be doing when I get there. So if you can start building some sort of a routine into your life, start with intermittent fasting. So, you know, like if you've already had breakfast, just build yourself up to finish your last meal at 9 p.m. tonight and go tomorrow and eat at 1 o'clock. And for the first couple of days, you'll be starving when you wake up because your body's used to eating that food. But you want to be shocking your body into not eating foods, okay? Because that's where it comes from. That's where you get some of the benefits from. And then eat at 1 o'clock and then, you know, just watch what you're eating, portion size. I cut my calories down to 1,500 calories a day, which is really cool. And I started measuring everything using the MyFitnessPal app, and that worked really well. And then just do that for a week or two. And just, you honestly, you'll start to see the differences just on that intermittent fasting. All right, I hope that's useful for you. I think that will do me for today. And we'll speak to you tomorrow. Let me know if you've got something you'd like me to cover tomorrow. And like wealth-wise, you know, property or business or stocks and shares, whatever it happens to be, Bitcoin, whatever you want. And we'll go through that. All right, my name's Dan Latto, and we'll speak to you soon. Have a great day, guys. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.